Murphy, Roseville, Sacramento, and iHeartRadio station broadcasting from the Sacramento area Hyundai dealership studio.
Hey, hey! Are you ready to get rowdy?
I know something stupid we can do.
What's the worst that could happen?
Live from Sacramento. Overlooking the Cap City Freeway and the picturesque parking lot of the Doubletree. Perched atop the 93rd floor of the iHeartRadio Media Megaplex. It's the Dog and Show Show.
Ah, Shlomo, love a ding dong on a Tuesday.
Good morning, Sacramento.
Woo! Dana, score it.
Definitely a 10.
Wow, woo! Nicely done on a Tuesday, Joe. 766-9370, the Dog and Joe Show. I mean, we can't have a worse day than yesterday. Today, I don't think. Can we?
I hope not.
Yeah, I mean, let's get in there and start swinging, all of us, you guys included. I mean, let's make Tuesday better than we had yesterday. Finally, last night at 8:40 p.m., our time at UCLA, Tom Petty, age 66, passed away. That is official.
Yeah.
Coming from his manager. And lots of different stories. Yesterday, CBS erroneously reported that Tom Petty had died. And we went on the air with Monica Lowe. We talked about that. Then they said, no, he didn't die. Rolling Stone confirmed he did. NBC Radio confirmed he did. Then they said, no, he didn't. His daughter said, my dad's still alive. This whole thing circulated and stewed yesterday. People on Facebook, is Tom Petty dead or alive? CBS had it right the first time. They knew something someone else didn't. Was it premature? Just a little bit. But he was on life support. And his brain dead.
If you're alive on a machine and your brain's not working, that's...
Well, they unplugged it.
Yeah.
The family chose to disconnect. And at that time, whether he had a shallow pulse or not, Tom Petty was gone. But it was confirmed last night at 8:40. So it's horrifically sad. And I'm going to post a piece here shortly. Back when he turned 60, he did a thing on 60 Minutes, and it's a fantastic, because Tom Petty was never out in public. You never saw him in the tabloids. He just stayed to himself. He was quiet.
What did he do in his off time? Do you know? Did he like to do anything? Was he a hiker?
No.
Did he ride bicycles like Robin Williams?
He didn't do that. You know what he did? He wrote songs, he hung around the studio, and he collected guitars. From what I've seen, I know that he probably had other personal things, but he wasn't that personable of a guy. He's a great guy, sweetheart of a gentleman man, but he just didn't let people in. I know he has two daughters. He's married twice on his second wife right now. He struggled with heroin addiction, some alcohol and drug abuse, went through some depression because his wife had some mental illness. And when he broke away to remarry his second wife, he got better, he got clean. And everything was pretty good. But as far as hobbies, I don't know. I think he just hung out and wrote. So, sad news yesterday and today. He was talented. You can't turn any radio on in America. I mean, since like 78, Tom Petty was rock and roll and classic rock and roll. And I think everybody, whether you knew a lot about him, they loved him.
Yeah.
You know, they just, you hear his songs. So, Dana, what did they want to hear off of the two records?
They want Breakdown by a landslide.
They want Breakdown.
Yeah.
That's okay. A good song. Great pick.
You know what we're going to do today? Because I thought I'd have to step in. What we'll do is play this off of Long After Dark, and then we'll come back and play Breakdown, both of them off of vinyl.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do two vinyls
for you.
You're
going to do back to back
today? Yeah, yeah. We got to be quick on the turntable, but Tom Petty did pass away. 66. I think that's worthy of two spins.
I think so.
Off the River turntable. So, Joe, whenever you're ready.
All right, 93.7, The River.
The River from 1982's Long After Dark. There goes Change of Heart, one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. On that record as well, You Got Lucky, but that's not why I bought that record. I bought that record for that song. Pretty big hit for a few months, and then it kind of disappeared. See,
I've never heard it before.
You hadn't heard that?
No.
I didn't figure you had, and I know a lot of people out there that claim to like Tom Petty. They usually got the Tom Petty full moon fever, like right around Mary Jane's Last Dance, you know, when the Free Fallins came out. That's when Tom Petty really exploded. But there were so many hits, like the Jammin' Me's, Don't Come Around Here No More's. Those were big. My favorite, You Got Lucky. That's a good one.
Good song.
And Here Comes My Girl, the beginning of that, the drums on that. But there were so many Tom Petty songs that were on the radio that came and went kind of quickly. Favorite Tom Petty song for you?
Last Dance of Mary Jane.
Is that your favorite?
Probably.
Really? Mm-hmm. Kim Basinger in the video? Fantastic. The other one with Johnny Depp? The Learning to Fly.
Learning to Fly is also probably my second favorite.
No. That's not Learning to Fly. That's a different one. That's
Learning to Fly, though, is probably my second favorite.
That's a great song. But the one with Johnny Depp is when he goes to he had to learn how to play guitar. Oh, we just talked about it with Faye Dunaway in the video.
Oh, man. I don't know Tom Petty. So I know two. Those are the two I just told you.
Tom Petty passed away yesterday, age 66. Now we're going to do what all the River Rockers picked. We're going to do Breakdown.
All right.
Second track, first record, 1978. This is the first song that most people heard from Tom Petty on the radio. Huge, huge hit. It was this and American Girl. People went crazy. So whenever you're ready, Joe.
Probably my third favorite song right here.
Okay.
I'm going to rock to this. Ready? 93.7, The River.